Thank you, Jenny. As usual, we end this edition with some of the shorter stories in this week's paper.
A regional charity has welcomed news that government funding for children's hospices is set to double. It's been announced that NHS England will increase the children's hospices grant from £11 million to £25 million over the next 5 years to offer better support for children with life-threatening conditions and their families. Local clinical commissioning groups may also provide match funding. East Anglia's Children's Hospices said the news was encouraging and that the funding would help support its vital services. The announcement follows a campaign supported by EACH, in which more than 6,500 people called for more sustainable funding for children's hospices. Graham Butland, EACH chief executive, said, "More guaranteed and stable funding will allow us to plan and deliver care and support with greater confidence and longevity."
Norwich Ice Rink ran a brand new quiet session for people with disabilities such as autism. The session provided a controlled environment with no music and fewer skaters to give people with disabilities the chance to experience ice skating. After entering our charity skating competition, Norfolk-based charity Sensational Families was offered free tickets to the quiet session to reward them for the work they do supporting local families. Nikki Price, 39, founder of Sensational Families, said that this session has been great. "Our families wouldn't have been able to come on a normal session with all the music and people. The staff were fantastic with the children. They've had a brilliant time." Sponsored by Bakers and Lanas of Holt, the rink is open in Castle Moor Gardens until January the 6th.
More than 100 Norwich City fans queued in anticipation to meet their football heroes at a special meet-and-greet event. Rows of people with their shirts, photos and cards at the ready lined the ground floor of Chapelfield Shopping Centre to meet Norwich City players Emi Buendia and Jamal Lewis. And for some of the children in the crowd, it brought a sweet end to their Christmas holidays, as many of them headed back to school this week. Some fans also had the chance to meet the footballer Ivo Pinto, who made a fleeting visit to the Canaries' official store to speak to supporters. Also among the crowds was Community Sports Foundation Junior Ambassador Jamie Abbott, the namesake of Norwich City Football Club's annual Jamie's Game, which welcomes stars from the worlds of film, television, music and sport to take part in a charity football match.
The Viva Voices Choir's Christmas charity performance has raised £1,490 for the Down Syndrome Association. The Norwich and Wyndham choirs raised the money after receiving donations from people who attended their performances. Graham Hobson, director of the Viva Voices, said, "We are delighted to have raised such support for good cause that helps the 40,000 people in the UK with Down syndrome and lead a full and rewarding lives." Since starting the choirs in 2009, Viva Voices has raised almost £31,000 for several charities. The choirs welcome new members of all ages and abilities, with no audition to join and no need to read music. Both the choirs meet at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesdays each week, the Norwich Choir starting on January the 9th and the Wyndham Choir on January the 16th.
Work to upgrade a bus stop and improve the condition of a pavement in Thorpe St Andrew begins on January the 7th. The six-week scheme on Booty Road will cost almost £50,000 and is the first phase of a bigger project. Work will initially be carried out on the north side of the road and improvement work on the south side will follow. As part of the work, the existing bus stops will be upgraded to include user-friendly raised curbs. Temporary bus stops will be in place while those improvements are made. Norfolk County Council says access to properties will be maintained, but warned there were likely to be some unavoidable delays during the work. They said disruption on the carriageway would be kept to a minimum, with traffic controlled via a mixture of give and take and also via traffic lights while working across the junctions.
Two Norfolk breweries are in the running to become a regional supermarket's locally sourced hero for 2019. Food and drink producers from across the East will battle for shoppers' votes in a bid to win the East of England Co-op's Producer of the Year competition. The six shortlisted finalists include David and Rachel Halliday of the Norfolk Brewhouse, who've produced distinctive beers in a former farm barn in Hindringham near Fakenham, and Bob Bullock and Neil Bain of Norfolk's biggest brewery at Woodford's in Woodbastwick near Wroxham. The two Norfolk finalists will compete against producers from Suffolk and Essex during the public vote, which will run from January the 21st to February the 21st.
Thousands of people braved wind and rain to attend Christmas at Tackleston Hall, a festive event raising money for Dementia UK's Admiral Nurses. Craft and produce stalls lined the drive leading up to the hall earlier this month as visitors enjoyed warming seasonal refreshments and treats while being entertained by the South Norfolk Youth Symphonic Band, children from Tackleston Primary School and Norfolk singer Layla. Joe Darrell, owner of Tackleston Hall, said, "It was fantastic to see so many people having a great time celebrating Christmas while raising money for Admiral Nurses. Everyone was so generous, and we've raised over £2,000 to support these wonderful nurses." The event finished in style with a fabulous firework display by Norwich Fireworks, and we'd like to thank the sponsors who made it possible for us to close the event in such spectacular way.
A handful of parents in Norwich had a new year to remember as six babies made their arrival on New Year's Day. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital delivered a total of six babies in the early hours of January the 1st, making for some very happy and tired parents. Three boys and three girls were delivered between 14 minutes past midnight and 8:56 a.m. on Tuesday morning by midwives in the hospital.
Thousands more affordable homes will be built in the region thanks to the merger of two housing associations. The partnership of Flagship Group and Victory Housing Trust will create the largest housing association in the East of England, owning and managing 28,000 homes. The investment is expected to support 400 new jobs, with Victory joining Flagship as a subsidiary, but retaining its identity and ensuring continuity of tenancy for its Norfolk residents, as well as stability for its staff.
That's just about it for this week. Your readers on part one were Sarah Lomax and Rupert Hipwell, and the features were read by Jenny Pierce. All the items were taken from the evening news by courtesy of Archant, but Chatterbox takes full responsibility for the contents of this recording. You are receiving this recording as you have provided Chatterbox with your contact details. Chatterbox will never provide your data to any other organization, and we promise to keep your details secure. You can ask to change or delete your data at any time by emailing contact@cbtn.org.uk or calling 01603 765 365.
Don't forget to return your recording to us by putting it back in the wallet, turning over the address label and popping it in the postbox. No stamp needed. You can call us, of course, on 01603 765 365. That's 765 365, and leave us a message. And remember, we can be found on our website, cbtn.org.uk. Our sound recordist this week was Peter Murch. Our editors were Carol McStravick and Peter Wilson. And on behalf of all the team here at Chatterbox, it's goodbye from Marianne Penn and John Francis, and Happy New Year.